Well, Johnny, we're nearing the end of a great season for Convoy. You've earned promotion to Division 1 and are ever so slightly in pole position now heading into the final day. You would have taken that at the start of the season, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely, Mark. It's a good place to be going into the last game, a point ahead. But we know ourselves, going to the team that's a point behind, away from home, it's going to be a very tough game to play. But as you say, it's the games you want to be in, and it's definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's the big one. It has looked likely that this fixture against Kerry-Keele would be a title decider for a few weeks now, and that is ultimately the way it's played out. It's winner takes all.
That's it, Mark. To be fair, since after Christmas, there's been people saying to me, it'll probably go into the last game of the season between yourselves and Kerry-Keele, and sure as God, that's exactly what's happened. So I suppose from the league's point of view, it's a great occasion having the two teams at the top going into the last game of the season, neck and neck. Going into the last game of the season, and whoever turns up on Sunday will come away with that.
Yeah, that's it. How's the feeling within the squad heading into the game? There must be an extra buzz of training this week.
Aye, definitely. To be fair, all season, Mark, the boys have been training very well. There's been a good buzz from the start of the season. It's been a very enjoyable season. Great help there all season, the likes of Stephen Toner and John A. Key, Paddy Kilday. There's been a good buzz. Not just this week, Mark, but I think all season. I think from we started back training maybe late July, I think when the players started to assemble and players seen who was about, I think there's a wee buzz that went out. We could do well this season, and thankfully that's been the case. We've got promotion, and it'd be great now on Sunday if we can get the last piece of it and win the league.
You mentioned a couple of men there. In terms of the squad, who have been the standout players for your side so far this season?
You put me in the spot there, Mark. There's been to be fair, when you're sitting top of the league going into the last game, every man's played well. You know what I mean? It's very hard to pick out a couple of players. There's a couple of experienced players, maybe like the Calvin Bradley came in there, has been a very good centre half. Up the middle, been fairly strong, big looking. That's Luke Kelly. There's been plenty of boys. Young Eamon Coyler, 16, 17 years of age, centre midfield, has been very good for us all year. Very hard to pick out one or two players, Mark, to be fair.
Yeah, and you don't want to leave anybody out, so we'll let you go on that one.
No, let me go. Don't be put me in the spot.
As you mentioned earlier, these two teams have been really hard to separate throughout the season. I think the first game was a 3-3 draw, and apart from that, neither side have really dropped many points at all. Just the two defeats for Kerry-Keele and one for yourselves. It is quite a fitting end to what's been a really competitive season between the two clubs.
Oh, definitely, Mark. I think I'm nearly certain when we played Kerry-Keele, it was maybe the last game before Christmas. I think both teams, as far as I remember, both teams came into that game with a 100% record. Do you know what I mean? And that was maybe 9 games into the season. So after Christmas then, as you said earlier, Letterborough's beaten Kerry-Keele and beaten us. Apart from that, ourselves and Kerry-Keele were nearly flawless up to that. Like, you know what I mean? They were going very well.
And both clubs have already gained promotion, as you mentioned a bit earlier. Is this a case of thinking of the game as a free hit to win a trophy, or is it something like that you feel you need to go and win to make the season a real success?
I think when you come this far, Mark, I think it's obviously promotion was brilliant, and that's great now. That's boxed away. But at the end of the day, when you come this far, you want to, and I'm sure Kerry-Keele will be the exact same. Hugh will be thinking the exact same. You come this far now, and the opportunity the last game, To win the league, you want to win it,
And lastly, Johnny, I'm sure it would mean a lot to you personally to lead Convoy to the league title in your first season in charge. You were playing last year. You've made the step up to the manager's position this year. It would really mean a lot to you, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would surely, Mark. It'd be a great achievement. And again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. The boys have trained hard all year. They've definitely rolled up the sleeves. They put the work in. And if they do win it on Sunday, it's down to the players more than anything, you know what I mean? They bought into it. They have a great season, very enjoyable season, and hopefully they can go the last step on Sunday and get the job done.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us, and best of luck on Sunday, Johnny.
No bother, Mark. Thanks very much. Thank you.